1,000 women and children in the country die annually due to air pollution. In trying to reverse this, the U.S. is helping to improve traditional stoves to alleviate the plight of women and children as they go in search of firewood, and also health risks associated with smoke from traditional stoves. The administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Gina McCarthy, said the climate issue cannot be addressed without empowering everyone, especially women and girls. Ms. McCarthy was speaking at a forum at the University of Ghana on Women in Science and Environment. Joyce Jeche reports.
The traditional role of women and girls, especially those in rural areas, impacts so much on the environment. As caretakers of the home, women are those who mostly get firewood for cooking, fetch water, and do most domestic chores. Due to the effect of the smoke and soot on their health, the U.S. is helping in research on improved traditional stoves in the country. The administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Gina McCarthy, said the usual charcoal and firewood for cooking is a health hazard.
We actually see this very much as a big environmental issue, a big climate change issue, a tremendous public health challenge, but it's also a way to empower girls and women. You know, they can get involved in small business of manufacturing and distributing these cook stoves. No one wants to talk to somebody about cooking who doesn't cook. So it's women and girls who are able to bring home the message that these cook stoves pose significant impacts on kids and women.
The Girls in Science and Environment Forum at the University of Ghana, Legon, was an opportunity to empower the girls to come out of the stereotype where science means going into medicine.
So the real challenge is to understand how we get women at a young age into classes that deal with science, that deal with technology, that deal with mathematics, that deal with engineering, so that all of those careers can have the wealth of diversity of opinion and interest and expertise at the table.
That was the administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Gina McCarthy, in that report by Joyce Jeche.
Contractors executing